Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Discount, kickback and all this stuff. And that's their strategy, which I used to judge them and like, but it's wrong. It's just their style of business. It's their style and it works for them. And they that's their model. Like, their Walmart is totally different from Louis Vuitton and totally different from Chanel. It's not that Walmart is better. It's just a different model. They're servicing different clients. And you have to understand that as well. You cannot be Walmart and LV and Chanel and you can't be all, right? So you have to find out what's your model and then stick to that. Victim mentality versus extreme ownership. So when I talk to realtors, they have this I always end up with these bad deals, or I end up with these bad sellers, or I end up with these bad buyers, and they always play the victim. Like, it's all my fault, or bad stuff happens to me, and they just focus on that. And one of the things I learned is where your focus goes, your energy flows. Right? If you just focus on that, you're just gonna attract more of that. So, versus extreme ownership. Hey, if you made a mistake, if you attracted this client that's not so great, how can you take ownership? How can you improve? How can you make sure your next client is not gonna be like that? Maybe, were you doing something that was attracting this kind of client? Were you too desperate, or what was going on there? So take the ownership. If something didn't work, don't be like, oh yeah, it's Facebook ads suck. Oh yeah, direct mail sucks. Or whatever. My mentor says, no, it's not Facebook, it's not LinkedIn, it's not Instagram, it's not direct mail. It's if your marketing method sucks, you suck. He's like, it's not your marketing method. A good marketer can make any marketing method work. I know people who are so good at direct mail for real estate. They're so good. When I do direct mail, it sucks. But it's not because direct mail sucks. It's just my way and my strategy and the way I do it. I don't focus so much on direct mail, but they do. So their expertise is direct mail versus also cold calling. I know some cold callers so good at it. It's not all cold calling sucks. It's not, I suck at cold calling. So it's just different. And then so it's not that, cold calling is not for me. I could make it for me, but I would have to develop the skills, fluency, improve the skills, tweak it, and then maybe try some scripts, tons of training out there. Same thing, taking ownership. Most important is to have the right heart. Okay, so you guys probably been to a wedding. They talk about the 1 Corinthians 13 verse about love. Love is kind, patient, blah, blah, blah. But before the love is kind, patient speech, this is this phrase here. It says, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or clanging cymbal. If I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but have not love, I'm nothing. If I give away all that I have, and if I deliver out my body to be burned and have not love, I gain nothing. Basically, saying that if you have all the powers in the world, but you have not love, it's worthless. Why? So if you have the Ryan Sorans follow-up system, I know you guys are studying Ryan Sorans course, so am I. Jack Ma's 996 work ethic, which is 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 6 days a week. Trump's Think Big model. If you've done all the Richard Robbins training, if you've done Craig Proctor coaching, Mike Ferry coaching, Brian Buffini coaching, if you have all of that, but you don't truly care about your clients, you're just going through the motions, you're just thinking about the money, you're just thinking about your son, you're done. You're done, your business is done. If you have all the skills, all the knowledge, all the coaching, but you really don't give a crap about your clients, they'll feel it. You're done. When you're all skill, no heart, your clients will see right through you. They'll treat you as that. They might use you because, you're good. Like, Gary's good at buying and selling homes. But they won't want to stick with me in the long run if they knew all I cared about was the money. right? They might use you, like they might use a realtor because they give a kickback, but if the realtor doesn't give a crap about the client, they'll feel it and they'll just use you based on that. When you have a relationship with your clients, there is grace. Grace meaning, if you make a mistake, they'll forgive you because they understand your heart. They understand you tried your best. They know you care. When you're just skill, one mistake and you're done. You're gone.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.